Hello. I believe that all of you, you had very good Christmas this year, and we did too. This was very first Christmas of ours here, and it was very good. It was unusual for us. All things were very new for us, but it was very good. And you know, that was because of you. God so loved us that He gave us you as our new family. And you know, when we were going here, when we knew that we were supposed to go here to Australia, we really didn't know what to expect, because we didn't know the church. Just Igor, my husband, just he knew some people from the church, and that's all. And we really didn't know how it will be here for us. But we found such a great love here. It just touched our hearts so much. So, and even spending this time, Christmas time, away from our homes and families, we felt so good and so great. I can't find words. So, it's so much love in this family, in this church. Praise God. I'm just thankful for all of you, and I'm just thankful for God, for you. And thank you for all of you that you share this love that you have from Him. And you even share, many of them shared your furniture with us, and things and food. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's just so, we appreciate it so much. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And we feel very good here, but it wasn't all the time. There was a time in my past that was hopeless. My father, he was a Nigerian student. He came to Russia in late 60s to study in Pediatrician Institute. And he met my mom and married her. And that was the time when the very first African students started to come to Russia to get education. So it was very new for Russia and for Russian people, and you know, the reaction was very different. So people react different. Some of them loved them, and there were many people who didn't like them to come, hated them. There was some kind of discrimination in the country, and nationalism, different things like this. So father felt uncomfortable. After spending 2 years, several years, maybe 7 years, I didn't know, don't remember how many years they take as a medical student. It's about 7 years probably. So after spending that time in the country, in Russia, he became very depressed, very stressful. So it even affected his mind. He was very close to lose his mind. So when he graduated, he was happy that it's finished. And all of us, we went to England because he was going to have 1 year practice there. So, but He was so stressed that he started to be very aggressive towards his family, his wife. And so when we came to England, the relationship between my mom and dad even became worse. So, and I remember they had quarrels, and even once I saw he hit her, and after that my mom decided to take us, me and my sister, and go home, to come back to Russia, because she had enough. She didn't want her kids to see their parents fighting. She didn't want this kind of life for us, so she took us and we came back. And since that time, I have never seen my father anymore. I have never seen him again. So, and he told to my mom that he hates Russia, hates all Russians and all Russian things, and even he didn't like that his kids were half Russian. So it was so big hatred in his heart. So yeah, and we came back and tried to live without him. So I was studying music, then art, and you know, the older I became, the more depressed I was becoming, more insecure. I felt insecure myself. And like my father, I started to feel myself as a stranger. I mean, as a stranger in the country I was born. And actually, I felt so, because at school kids teased me, and adults always asking me some strange questions. I didn't understand why they asking me. What's the strange name you have, or what's the strange second name you have, and so different things like this. So, and some of them were very sorry. They said, "Oh, you don't have father. This is so sad." So, and I didn't really like these kind of talks. So, and I avoided, I remember I didn't like to be in front of people and avoided to communicate. Was very shy, didn't like to talk much. So when I turned 18, I was really depressed. I felt loneliness. I felt myself very lonely. Needed love, definitely needed love, and thought that nobody can understand me. I felt insecure, unwanted, and I thought I'm not pretty, nobody can like me. I was so I was so dependent on people's opinion that I thought that if I can do anything right, I don't know if I say it right. So I had just few close friends, because I really didn't like to be open before other people. So it was like I felt, as I said, my life was hopeless. And I was thinking a lot about destiny, about meaning of life, about my own role in that life, what I'm doing here on this earth. And I could never find the questions, the answers which could satisfy me, my questions. So, and I knew about God, but I never knew Him. I didn't know Him because I was always studying art. You know, there are many paintings of different artists. There are many masterpieces of biblical stories, which depict us biblical stories. So I was studying that, and I knew that there is God somewhere, but I didn't know how to reach Him, how to call Him. And I felt that I need something in my life to be changed. So I was seeking Him. I didn't know that I was seeking Him, but later I realized I was seeking His face, and I was writing a poem that time when I was young. And when I was saved, I found one poem where I found that I tell to Him, to God. I didn't know Him, but I tried to tell to Him. That was really interesting. I found it many years after, when I was Christian already. So, even though I was there were many people who were kind and good to me, it stopped me. It didn't stop me from what I did. One night I was so disappointed and so tired of life that I just tried to commit suicide. I took a whole plate of different pills, and I took them, and I went to bed. And I was so surprised when I woke up next morning. I really didn't want to. I was so angry because it. I think, wow, why? I don't want to do this. I really wanted to visit and to do that again, and just think, oh, it's wasting of time. And I didn't worth my life, and I thought that death is the only way that can stop my meaningless life. And loneliness. So I was disappointed, and 2 weeks after that, I felt inside of me the desire to be baptized, because you know Russia is an Orthodox country, and many people are baptized there, even if they never go to the churches. Many of them baptized, and my mother was baptized when she was small, when she was a child. So, and I remember I woke up one morning and I felt that I really want to go to the church and to be baptized. And so, and I went to the Orthodox church, because that was the only one I knew that time. And priest baptized me, gave me a Christian name. He says, oh, Gina, it's not a Christian name. We'll give you another one, Christian name. Alexandra, he gave me this name. So, and I felt better after that. I felt really much better. And I started to attend the sermons. But you know, there was one thing that I couldn't understand. I saw different people coming to the church every time, again and again, with the same problems. And I saw that their lives not changed. They just come and come and come again, and nothing happens with their lives. There were many poor people, street people who lived in the streets and begging the money, and just every month they came to the church, and I saw them in the same condition. And I thought, oh, what's that? Why? If you really meet God, something should change. Should be changed. So, and another thing was that the sermons in Orthodox Church are always in the old Russian language. So they have old Bible written in old Russian language, so they read it, but nobody can understand it. Just priests can understand it. People cannot understand this language because it's not used anymore in Russia. So, and one day I heard on the radio that an American evangelist was going to come to Russia with a crusade, and he was going to do that every month for 18 months. So it was 1 week every month for 18 months. So I attended all of these crusades. And that was very good. Just from the very beginning, when I first went there, it was just wonderful. I saw big difference. Because, you know, in Orthodox Church, they always teach you that you're supposed to be so humble, always grieve, always be sad, always thinking about your sins. So they teach people that that person, he's so small and so sinful that only when he'll come to Christ, he'll feel better. And so it's very quiet in the churches, in the Orthodox churches, and actually people just cry and cry there, just not sing, not clapping hands or rejoicing, just sad things. So, and when I went to the crusades, I saw people just praising God, worshiping him. And was so happy. It was so good. I just felt the Holy Spirit, as I later understood. I just felt Holy Spirit there. So, yeah, it was so good to be there. So I found evangelical church, started to attend it, and I started on this crusade. I received my very first Bible, and I started to read it. And I found one verse there, which I want to read you. It says in Isaiah 43. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, summoned you, like in Russian Bible, called you by your name. You are mine, Lord says. And here in verse 4, it says, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. People in exchange for your life. And Russian Bible says, nations in exchange of your soul, Russian Bible says. And I was thinking, oh, he knows me by name, and he always knew. And I thought, what's it? I thought my life is so unworthy and just so empty. And he says that he can give nations in exchange of my life, in my soul. I was just so overwhelmed of these words. It just was so powerful for me. So, and my life just started to change. And all this grief that I have, he just started to take from me, and he just started to comfort me, and I could get rid of all my complexes. So he made a really great job in my life. And because, you know, before I became a Christian, I even couldn't stand in front of people like this. I would never stand to talk to the people. I was so afraid and so shy. And he changed me totally. And he healed my wounds. He says in his word that he can heal wounds. So, 2 months after my salvation, my mom came to Jesus, and she received healing right after she was saved. She was healed from heart disease, and God healed her broken heart too. So our life was totally different after that. And, you know, he gave me so much. Because I thought that I have nothing. Broken home and poor life. Life in former communist country, and he gave me so much. I'm so thankful to him. He's so wonderful, so good. I just can't stop to praise him for everything I have. And you know, he gave me hope. He gave me my life back. He gave me happiness. Now I'm a very happy person. And he gave me my future, because I really thought that I will not live long. I thought that it will be maybe till 20 or 23. So he gave me my life. And I was praying yesterday to the Lord, and I was asking him, what should I share? Or why should I share? What should I share? What can I tell people? And I was asking, why should I tell the stories of my life? I really didn't like even to remember them. There is lots of things in my life which I would like to forget and never remember them. But then I thought of 2 things. I just thought that if I'm okay right now and I don't feel pain when I think about my past, I don't feel pain, don't feel uncomfortable, but still there might be something that God wants to change probably in me, in my life, because He always wants to change us. He always wants to give us more than we have. And the other thing was, I thought that He's worthy to be praised. And by sharing our testimonies, we just praise Him. We just tell our people of His great work, which He has done in our lives. It's not our job, it's His job. It's what He has done, and this is amazing. And His love is so big, so amazing, so huge, that we just can give it to others. As I said before, that we felt here so good, we felt so much love here, like in our family, and even sometimes in my own family I didn't feel so good. So that's what He done, that's what He did for me. And you know, back in 1992, when I was in the Bible school in my church, there was a couple of Australian people. They came from Sydney to our church in St. Petersburg to serve for 2 years to us. And they helped to establish Bible school there. It was Pastor and his wife. Their names were Chris and Ruth Brown. And there are such great people. They just were so full of life, full of joy. Many people at that time were like me, shy, and didn't like to express their feelings. But they just came and they just show us how we can praise God free. In a different way, and this wife, this lady, when I was graduated this Bible school, she was prophesying to all the students, and she said to me that she hears from God that I will meet my husband. I was single that time. She said, you will meet your husband in the church, and you will serve together in the church. And you know, Igor wasn't in the church that time, and many girls like me who wanted to get to be married, they think, oh, there's no young guys in the church where we can get husbands. So there was a lot of worrying. So the girls always think, I think guys don't think so much about that, but girls are thinking about that, and we think, oh, all handsome men are married already, where we can get the Christian unmarried guys. So I was praying a lot, and she said to me, don't be worried, you will be married and you will serve with your husband in the church. And so, and all the promises I heard from the Lord, so it was they were fulfilled, thank you. Thank you. Yes. So, thank you for inviting us. Thank you so much, and I always will be thankful to God for His great work in my life, because I'm so happy now, and I have two beautiful kids and husband, and my life is like an example of how God can change something in a 180, degrees, yes, 100%, I can say. So, because I was so lonely and hopeless, and now I'm full of life and full of joy. So, and there is another verse which I want to share.